ensuring you hear all the local news. Here's this week's roundup of snippets on the news you would otherwise have missed. Maldon District Council has announced new routes for its waste and recycling collections from July the 23rd. The changes, which have been decided alongside contractor Suez, were suggested with the aim to make collections more efficient and reduce vehicle emissions. Further details of the changes will be available soon with social media updates on the Maldon District Council pages. A new calendar delivered to every household, a dedicated web page, and stickers on bins announcing the new collection day. Consultations on National Grid plans to install pylons between existing substations in Tilbury to Norwich through Mid-Essex have been extended due to the general election. Closing date for the scheme to carry new energy and generate it offshore has been extended to Friday, July the 26th. Residents and businesses can comment through the National Grid website. Updated free climate action packs have been created by Essex County Council to help residents and businesses become more sustainable. The five packs offer cost-effective and achievable solutions tailored for four different groups: residents, schools, businesses, early years and childcare. Each pack signposts to links and opportunities specific for each group to help them work towards net zero by 2050. Busy Bees Day Nursery in Great Notley has maintained its outstanding grading from Ofsted following its latest inspection. It was rated outstanding for its quality of education, behaviour and attitudes, personal development and leadership and management. It maintains the accolade first received 6 years ago. Health concerns have led to Peter McBride being voted Hatfield Peveril Slimming World's Man of the Year. The 52-year-old has lost almost 6 stone since joining the weekly meetings in October when he weighed 20 stone 11 pounds. He now tips the scales at 14 stone 13 pounds and has seen all his issues improve. Sensory attachments at a revamped pirate ship and lighthouse play area in Promenade Park at Maldon are being enjoyed. It is a replacement and upgrade of the old Galleon Pirate Playground ship and has arrived courtesy of Mayland Parish Council. It said, "We've had lots of feedback already saying how nice the pirate ship is and how it has lots of sensory attachments, making it fun for all." Hootchin's wedding venue celebrated its 10th anniversary with a garden party on Sunday, June the 9th, inviting guests at £15 a head. The family-run Coggeshall business hosted more than 750 weddings and events since its first in December 2014. It said, "Our garden party was a way to reflect on the amazing decade we have had that has been filled with business expansions and developments as well as awards success." Old Park Meadow Natural Burial Ground in Dunmo joined forces with Essex Wildlife Trust at the end of last month for an afternoon tea attended by local care home managers. Another afternoon tea with Essex Wildlife Trust, this time welcoming care home residents, will take place on Wednesday, September the 4th. Three Dunmo Taekwondo youngsters travelled to Cardiff for the Welsh Championships and returned with three gold medals and a silver. Sisters Alice and Ariella Dixon-Bellot and Anish Maladi were all praised for their efforts. Felsted School's steel band demonstrated their talents with Caribbean music to pupils at Bocking Primary School. The visit also offered pupils an immersive experience into the rich musical heritage of Trinidad and Tobago. Building work has begun on the Orchards development of 160 homes by developer Dandara in Little Dunmo. A community building will be at the site thanks to a collaboration between Dandara and Little Dunmo Parish Council. Dunmo United Under 10 Pythons won the Blackwater and Dengie League Crouch Division Cup by 3-2 at the expense of Braintree Sporting 77 after extra time.